Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest, the bluesiest, and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. With his soulful voice and sweet guitar work, our guest today is a vital part of Iowa's varied musical landscape. Oh, we love to have him on our stage. Please welcome back the one and only Kevin Burt.
If you gonna do what you say, tell me, baby, what you want me to do. Are you gonna love me, baby? Are you trying to tell me that we're through? Yeah. Trying to tell me that we're through. I don't know what to do. Just don't know what to do. I said, I'm trying to make sense out of you. I just don't know what to do. First you're saying that you love me, then you're saying that we're through. Keep saying that we're through, yeah. Can't help it. I love you through and through. I'm tired of playing this guessing game about what it is I'm supposed to do. Tell me right now, baby girl, what you gonna do? Oh, do you love me? Oh, baby, are you saying that we through? Saying that we through. I'm gonna try just a little bit more. But if I can't take it, understand, I'm gonna pack my things, walk up out the door. Tell me right now, baby, what it is you want me to do. Honey, do you love me? Oh, tell me that we do. Do you love me, baby? Are you saying that we do? Ah, you gotta tell me what it is you wanna do.
Kevin Burt on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, where you find us most Friday afternoons, recording another edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Kevin, we have looked eye to eye at each other over the years, It's always a pleasure to see you back on the stage. Welcome back.
Man, I appreciate the invite, man. This is always a good time.
Okay, what do you have planned for us this hour?
You know, I'm going to bounce between a handful of new original stuff, some old original stuff, and my version of a handful of covers, man. So we'll bounce in and out.
What'd you start us off with?
First song is a little original song put together. It's still in its developmental stages, but I was comfortable enough to pull it out. Just
sounded great.
You know, saying that you love me is the working title.
Okay, it sounded fabulous. Let's go back to music. We'll talk a little bit later. Kevin, I know you do a lot of education in music in Iowa, all ages, kids. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that a little bit later. But first, let's go back to music. What do you got next to us?
I think what I'm going to do is slip around a corner and jump into a couple of songs that, you know, we had one of my favorite storytellers was just given the... just given the Nobel Prize. So I got to slip one of his in. And then pay homage to somebody who passed away that I just feel I need to pay homage to in a musical sense. So this is my take on an old Bob Dylan cut. Joker to the thief. See, it's just a little too much confusion in my life right here, right now, son. You see that I can't get no relief. Let me tell you that the businessman, he's always drinking up my wine, while the plowman is busy digging up my earth. See, none of them are of level mind. I don't think they know what life is really worth. No. No reason. The thief kindly spoke. Yeah, there's too many here among us right here, right now. I agree they think that life is but a joke. But you and I been through all of that. And this is not our fate now. So let us not talk falsely now. Cause our baby's getting laid. Yes, it is. It's getting laid. While other women came and went, the barefoot servants go out outside the cold, cold distance. You know a wildcat did growl and to ride a word approaching, and the wind, babe, began to howl as it did. Oh Lord. Thank you. You see, the princess kept a view. Well, other women came and went. I'm talking about them barefoot servants too. Oh, well, outside the cold, 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 cold this day. You know a wildcat did growl. And two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. You see, it was all along the watchtower.
Lauren, thank you much. This one I've just never recorded. Out of all the years that I've been doing this, I was blessed with the opportunity to do a couple of shows with Mr. King before he passed. And just never recorded this one. Hope I can do this one justice.
Yeah. Well, don't you know that I'm free now, baby? I'm free from your wicked spell. And now that it's all over,
the Jazz Department is back, overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Kevin Burt on our stage at the Java House once again, and we're glad he is doing some original tunes, doing some covers, doing some tributes earlier in the hour to Bob Dylan, Nobel laureate now, and also B.B. King. Kevin, you mentioned you had the good fortune of opening for Mr. King there a couple of times before he passed from us, and Do you have a special moment with him that you prize above all others?
You know, I've got a couple, actually, man. The most beautiful moment. After the first show, I'd taken my wife, my only daughter at the time, my oldest, who was roughly 18 months old. I'd taken him, got invited to meet with Mr. King on the bus, on the tour bus afterwards. And Mr. King, all night long, he had on this silver sequin jacket. And my 18-month-old walks in or got onto the bus, and the first thing she noticed is that he didn't have his jacket on. And she looked at him and said, where's the jacket? And he said, well, that's just for on stage. And she pointed at her shoes and said, well, they match my shoes. She had silver sequin shoes on. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, baby. If I'd have known, I'd have stayed matched up, you know. And then she looked at him and said, well, you sang my song. And he goes, what song is that? And she went into You Are My Sunshine. And it just so happened that he sang that during the course of the evening, and her daycare center was practicing that song for their their winter pageant kind of thing.
Wow.
And so B.B. King picks up my daughter, and I'm watching Mr. King and my daughter go into a duet of You Are My Sunshine. And just standing there with my mouth wide open, about 6 inches from tears, and it was just one of the most beautiful moments ever to watch my daughter and B.B. King on a bus having a duet together.
That is a story. That is a memory.
It's a beautiful. Thanks for sharing that with us. Mr. King was, honestly, he was probably one of the most genuine soul that I've ever crossed paths with, as far as those individuals that are in the business. Him and Coco Taylor. Mm. I'd have to say those two, man, just, you know,
way up there. All right, if you just joined us, Kevin B.F. Burt with us this hour, native of Waterloo, longtime resident of, I'm going to say, Coralville, right?
Yes.
And we love having him in the state. And I want to, after you play a few more songs, let's talk a little bit about the, since we're talking about B.B. King, the development of blues in Iowa's kind of role place in the development of blues. We do border on the Mississippi, the great channel of blues in this country. But before we do, I want to mention that people can find you on the web. How?
They can find me either through the wonderful social media network called Facebook or through little things called ReverbNation.com, and you do a / Kevin B.F. Burt, and you can track me down that way.
Let's go back to music, Kevin. This is sounding so good. Kevin B.F. Burt with us on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. And you can find out more about Java Blend by going to iowapublicradio.org. Find out about our events, our broadcasts, and our podcasts. So you can download this entire hour if you're out driving around right now, or in the kitchen, or in the workshop. I don't know what you might be doing right now listening to this, but you can download it. Listen to Kevin as many times as you like. What do you got for us, Kevin?
This next one is a song. It's actually a song that I wrote while I was in New York. And I think I may have played it here before, but I'm going to play it again. This song's all about love at first sight, and you can't do nothing about it. The song's called Something Special About You. I hope it hits you in the right spot, but I hope you can't relate to it too much, because then it might, you know, might bring, stir up some weird thoughts for you, but hopefully it hits you in the right spot. I see you walking by my door in a smile. Is it like what I see? So I run outside. I try to catch you, but you've already passed me by. I go back inside, but I can't seem to get you, baby, off my mind. I keep thinking about you, wondering about you. I don't even know your name, but somehow I feel my life has changed, because I feel the need to let you know, baby, that you move me in a special way. Just want one chance to say that there is something special about you, baby. Make me smile each and every time I think about your pretty face. And there is something special about you, baby. Make me smile and want to get to know you just a little bit better. And maybe someday, baby, you pass by my way again, and I'ma run outside, and I'ma grab you by your hand, and I'ma tell you right there, right then, darling, just how much I wanna be your man, baby. Oh, and I know that just might scare you away, but that's a chance I have to take. I can't go another second, minute, hour, darling, without knowing your name, 'cause you see, you're some kind of superstar. At least I think that you are. Because you shine so much brighter than all the others by far. There is something special about you, baby. Make me smile each and every time I think about your pretty face. And there is something special about you, baby. Make me smile and want to get to know you just a little bit better. And maybe someday, baby, I'll see you and you'll see me, and our eyes will meet from across the crowded room. And I'll smile, you'll smile back at me. Then I'll tell you exactly what it is that you and me are gonna do, honey. Oh, we're gonna walk up to each other, grab each other by the hand. I'm gonna say something kind of cool about you, and you're gonna look at me and say, hey, baby, I feel the same way about you too. And then I'm gonna tell you about that day when you pass right by my way, and then you know exactly how long, darling, I've been waiting to say. Yes, something special about you, baby.
make me smile each and every time. I think about your pretty face, and there is something special about you, baby. Make me smile and wanna get to know you just a little bit better. It's something special about you, baby. Make me smile each and every time I think about your pretty face, and there is something special about you, baby, that make me smile and wanna get to know you.
Thank you much. Slip around the corner. This is a song that I wrote for my wife. She and I just passed our 22nd anniversary. Yeah, thank heavens for poor vision and worse judgment. This song, as a matter of fact, I think the first show that I did with you, Ben, we did this song. The song's called Stone Crazy. Hope it's in the right spot. Thinking about you too. My friends, they tell me, boy, you need to keep on looking, 'cause there's another love out there you just might find. But then I tell them all, I'm just gone crazy about the girl, and I don't mind, no, I don't mind, yeah. I'm gone crazy for your love. I'm going crazy for your love. I said I think about you, baby, before I leave my home for work. I am. You know you brighten up my day, and you're my favorite distraction as I try to get things done. Ah, yeah, babe, I wouldn't have it any other way. My friends, they tell me, boy, you need to keep on looking, 'cause there's another love out there you just might find. But then I tell them all, I'm just gone crazy about this girl, and I don't mind, no, I don't mind, yeah. I'm going crazy for your love. I'm going crazy for your love. We'll be right back. I'm always dreaming about you, babe. You're in my heart, you know you're in my soul. I don't wanna live without you, babe. You make my life seem whole. Each and every morning, your lover's thought on my mind. I thank God every day for you. And each and every evening, before I close my weary eyes, I'm thinking about you too. My friends, they tell me, boy, I need to keep on looking, 'cause there's another love out there you just might find. But then I tell them all, I'm just so crazy about this girl, and I don't mind, no, I don't mind. I'm so crazy for your love. I'm so crazy for your love. I'm so crazy. I'm always dreaming about you. I'm so crazy. Don't wanna live without you. I'm so crazy. So crazy for your love. I'm so crazy. Stone crazy for your love. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. See if we can stick with original stuff. I just got off the road a little bit. Every year I get the opportunity to travel up into northern Minnesota, half for the last 5 years. Got the opportunity to go up and spend a little time doing something that I never thought I would ever do. And it's working at a private hunting camp. Home, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a unique experience. And I try to figure out a way that I can kind of open the door to how cool this place is to folks, because, again, it's a private hunting camp, so I can't just say, hey, come up here with me. But it's a unique beast. Wake up in the morning, hope the coffee's on. You're ready to run outside and get this hunting thing on. They tell you to take a deep breath, soak it all in. That's when you realize what a blessing this day is. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is up on Pine Ridge, up on Pine Ridge. Get out in the morning, trying to do it good.
realize just how tough it is walking through the woods. The thing that makes you smile is seeing that pride on a puppy's face, standing there pointing with such style and such grace. Realize what a blessing this day is up there on Pine Ridge. Up on Pine Ridge, not everybody's gonna understand what I'm talking about, but if you've ever been, it's a place you never want to live without. Go up there, you realize it is what it is, but it's a blessing each and every day up on Pine Ridge. Get home from hunting, you realize just how sore your whole body is. You can't take no more. You pour yourself a drink, you sit down and have a nice cigar. Pull up a chair by the fire, look around at where you are, and that's when you see what a blessing this day has been up on Pine Ridge. Up on Pine Ridge, you're up on Pine Ridge. What a blessing it is.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
Spending the hour with Kevin B.F. Burt and our little coffee house show on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. It's Java Blend. I'm Ben Kiefer. Kevin Burt sitting there with his guitar. Now, you mentioned B.B. King being able to be with him a couple times, opening up for him when he was alive. He, of course, was known for many things, but also for naming his guitars. Do you name your guitars?
You got to be able to put a special soul into a guitar in order to be able to give it names. And so,
Does this one you're holding have a name?
This one, me and this one, we're actually just getting acquainted. I've only owned this guitar for a couple of months, man. Okay. So we're still getting acquainted.
Is the relationship okay?
Relationship's going all right. I'm not mad at it by any stretch, you know. It's feeling good in my hands. But, you know, as a guitarist, once you've given a specific voice to a guitar, that's mm-hmm. when that personality kind of jumps out of it, you know. And you know, Lucille had a tendency, you know, after talking with Mr. King and knowing the actual story of where it got his name, you know, one of the things that he likes to say is that every once in a while it just gets sassy with him. And so when you got a sassy guitar, it's got to have a sassy name. So Lucille was the sassiest woman he knew, is what he's also used to say.
So Kevin, you do a lot of some people may not be aware of this, you do a lot of music education across the state in Iowa and schools and various sort of settings. What do you want to get across about blues and Iowa. Some people think that those things really don't go together.
Well, I catch it every time I travel outside of the state to perform, and folks, hey, where are you from? And I look at them, I say, I'm from Iowa. And their head tips to the side, and I call it the Scooby-Doo moment. They head to Iowa, you know, and everybody sounds the same. It's like if their ears could pop up, you know, Iowa, you know. And so, yeah, it's kind of, it's one of those things where folks don't realize, I mean, as a community, as a state, we're halfway to everywhere. You know, all of the railroads at one point in time had hubs that were within the state, and there were different places within the state of Iowa that they weren't necessarily the destination, but that was a place that you needed to play, you needed to be able to connect with. And because of the way that the migration from the south went, places like Burlington and Clinton and Waterloo and different places out west ended up being spots where that extended what people called the Chitlin Circuit. Just because there were so many folks from the south that came up, they still wanted that entertainment. And so Iowa became kind of it got a good reputation because of the safety of it. There was something that was, it still wasn't 100% safe, but it was a lot less hazardous travel than traveling within the South for blacks at that time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Let's go back to music. I think we have time for a handful more. If you got a handful more for us, Kevin.
I got songs.
How many? Okay, let's just, I'm going to test you here. So you start playing. How many hours can you play and not repeat a song?
I've done a five-hour set.
A five-hour set?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done that before, playing for some folks. You know, it's one of those things. Folks don't hire me to come take breaks. You know, they hire me to play. So once I get started, a lot of the time, it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to stop playing and go, you know, hang out in the corner of an event that I'm not really a part of. So I just kept playing. And next thing I know, it's the end of the night, and I'm just playing. Once you get into your groove, time kind of disappears.
If you're into this music, find out more about Kevin's touring and his music by going to Facebook, Kevin B.F. Burt on Facebook, or as he mentioned before, Reverb Nation is a good place to find Kevin B.F. Burt.
Absolutely.
Let's go back at it, Kevin. I'm going to sit down and enjoy some more. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1.
Want me? I need you to need me. Oh, I love you to love me. Baby, I am begging you. I'm begging you. Beg me. I want you to want me. I need you to need me. Beg me. I want you to want me. Yeah. See, I shined up my old brown shoe, baby. Now I put on a brand new shirt, and I'm gonna come home. I'll even work, baby. Child, if you just say. darling, if you just say that you love me. Now didn't I see you crying? Baby, now didn't I see you crying? Feeling all alone without a friend, baby. Hey, don't it make you feel just like you're dying, baby? Now didn't I see you crying? Do you understand me now when I'm saying, child, that I want you to want me, yeah.
Coming to the end of the hour with our guest, Kevin B.F. Burt, on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Find out more about Java Blend by going to iowapublicradio.org. Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer. Mitch McAndrew, production assistants and editing. I'm Ben Kiefer, and I'm going to go back to Kevin Burt. He's adjusting a few things, maybe picking out a... You've got like a suitcase full of harmonicas there.
Once you know how to play one, you know how to play them all, man.
Do you?
Really? Smoke and mirrors, man.
So why do you need so many then?
Different keys.
Different keys?
Yeah, just okay. Different keys. It's the... You know, one of the... parts of the educational programs that I do was I travel around the state and around the country. I've written a book on how to play the harmonica.
I remember that when that came out, yeah.
Yeah, and so to be able to go and work with kids and introduce them to an instrument that once you know what key to be in, there's no bad notes, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it lends itself to improvisation for the kids, be creative, you know, once they know where to start. Mm. You know, and that's the beauty of it. It gives a creative outlet, you know.
Any words about the future? Any plans that you want to share before we go back into music and end this hour?
You know, the biggest thing is you know, keep your eyes open. There's a lot of good things that are going on around, not just the things that I'm doing, but there's a lot of really, really, really good young musicians that are running around doing their thing right now. I encourage everybody, if you get an opportunity to bring one of those young folks on stage with you, if you're one of the older musicians, give them that opportunity. You know, not everybody has a mentor, not everybody has that individual, the access to that individual that, you know, they can lean on, that they can get questions answered, you know, and help them to not fall into the holes that you fell into. This has been a public service announcement, large black man in a corner. Does that work?
From one of Iowa's iconic members of the Iowa's musical landscape, we wouldn't want to do without Kevin B.F. Byrd. Thank you for being along today and being along with Iowa for so many years as part of our cultural landscape, our musical landscape. Kevin, take us out with something. What do you got for us?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and... All right, this little song I put together is called Real Love, and I've done this one here a few times too, but, you know, after saying what I said, you know, it fits. It goes along with the theme. It's been a long, long time searching for a love like you found in me. You kept asking for it, praying for it, hoping for it. And when you found it, baby, you wouldn't open up your eyes so you could see. I was right here, my dear, I'm ready to give you more. Still, I have so much in store, honey. You never needed enough. Oh, baby, open up your eyes then. Glad we found each other in a real love, baby. Is it a real love, yeah? The kind of love that we should hold on to. It's a real love, baby. Wow, wow. Oh, it's the kind of love I want to share with nobody else but you. When I think about it, babe, I spent a long, long time searching for a love like I found in you. I kept asking for it, praying for it, hoping for it. And when I found it, babe, I wasn't sure what it was that I was supposed to do. But now I'm older now, wiser now, I understand some way, somehow. I got to keep you, baby, here in my life. I never needed enough. I finally understand why there is no need to look no further. Baby, I said a real love, yeah. The kind of love that we should hold on to. It's a real love, baby. Wow, wow. Oh, it's the kind of love I want to share with nobody else but you. Yeah. When we think about it, baby, whoa. It's been a long, long time searching for a love like we found in one another. But there are questions we both know we need to ask ourselves. For either one of us should go on any further. Are we dreaming about a future? Stuck living in the past? Baby, these are the questions both of us know we're afraid to ask. Now, just know, honey, I don't want no other. I'm so glad, child, to finally
found each other in a real love, baby. I said a real love, yeah. Kind of love that we should hold on to. It's a real love, baby. Wow, wow. Oh, it's the kind of love I want to share with nobody else but you. I said it's a real love, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a real love, baby. Kind of love that we should hold on to. It's a real love, honey. Wow. No need to look no further. Better open up your eyes and be glad we found each other. I said, Dale, summer Dale, mama the Ayo, hi, yeah. But don't you look no further. I said, Dale, summer Dale, dumb and you Ayo, hi, yeah. Don't look any further, further. I say it's strange when you think of the chances that we'd both be in this state of mind, too cool to be careless. We're looking for the right thing, girl, baby. Well, don't you look no further. I say, Dale, summer Dale, mama G, I, yo, hi, yeah. Well, don't you look no further. I say, Dale, summer Dale, jumping you, my, yo, oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.